2016. This is the second of a three-hour live program, and the call-in number is 512-716-1603, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I want to pay a special thank you to our listeners. We've got some listeners from Spain and from France and from Germany, and we have some scientists that are meeting in Algeria that are also very well in tuned to what our life's work is, which is to try to keep the depopulation of the United States from contaminated food and water and air to be promulgated by the United Nations on their Agenda 2030. We have a caller, Jeff from Idaho. Thank you very much, Jeff, for calling.
Hi, Dr. Park. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. We can always use a little more sound, but I can hear you. Absolutely.
Okay, Red Star Rogue is the book about the Russian sneak attack to try and blame China that made LBJ not go for the nomination in 68. You've been on air 10 years and 10 days for my backup record, and the first Gary Waite study would be helped using the HRM effect with soy and storage, structural physics and nuclear fusion of 2013. The iron and oxyhydrogen from William Lyon's occult ether physics, and a free energy surprise to find the action of this oxy-iron with a 4-minute dielectric charge at 3.1 megahertz. I discovered David Ash's work last night, and Chapter 9, The Love of Shiva, and Your Fire need to be studied. The dielectric breakdown of aluminum from the 1990s combine all the missing elements. The March 22nd, 2015 explanation of nuclear fingering morphology of cancer is scalable. And the Rothschild Weather Channel had breaking news September 9th, 2016 at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It said, what if Hurricane Erin hit the East Coast? I've been, the stuff I sent you last week, I don't know if you had a chance to look at any of it, but the details are those two cough drops that came out of the glass of Hillary's glass, you know.
Yeah.
I'd be wondering if they're Green Hall black walnut flavored lozenges these days. And, you know, her health crisis is such that, you know, she's contagious at this point. You know what I'm saying from Dr. Clark's work?
That her health is what?
The spittle from the coughing.
Oh, yeah.
Has Bushki eggs, which are contagious and have all these communicable things. So what you talked about last week is the Camp FEMA 2016 0068-001 October 14 comet date. You know, we should implement that for her medical quarantine a little sooner than that, activity-wise. But I studied a lot of the things on 9/11 since we've been working on this stuff really the past year. And, you know, the real thing comes down to is that 9/11 is really, you know, the largest economic crime, you know, of the century, in combined with, you know, all the Yamashita's gold and all the dirty tricks going back, you know, over all this time. You know, the biggest thing, the books that I kind of read through, like, yesterday were Declassifying 9/11 by Aidan Mogadam, Black 9/11 by Mark Gaffney, Dr. Farrell's work with the works on collateral damage, and the most dangerous book in the world, 9/11, is Mass Ritual by S.K. Bain. But these activities basically, you know, are the Bush crime cabal and the theft of all the land, all of Anna's work. Anna's book, actually, Dr. Parker, is coming out on Kindle. You know something is wrong when it's $2.99. So the strategy would be is to basically present that to all these other people and explain really what's gone on wrong since the Civil War, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because the strategy we're at right now is that America needs to be woken up to the real issues that are going on of all the illegalities of the whole criminal cabal. And this is the reason why I was asking you to kind of look at that audio stuff, if you could. Because you do that for every politician.
Yeah,
and essentially expose them for what they are. Now,
absolutely. Yeah.
I was I read a lot, and I had it out, and I saw, at Walmart last night, I saw that they had a spread on one of the Inquirer rags or something like that. And you know, they did a voice stress analyzer very cheaply, Dr. Parker, in one of the spreads, and you know, so that's essentially what needs to be done, you know, for everyone in this whole cabal, you know, because America right now is waking up, and so many people around the world know what's going on, and Putin is trying to do what he can for those things. And so if we can hold it together without having you know, nuclear war break out between now and November 8th, you know, there's some small chance of, you know, restoring some semblance of a system that's not under the New World Order, people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
so I don't know if you're ever going to get a chance to implement all these things we've tried to work on, but they are time critical with the time of November 8th and these other things.
Oh, absolutely! You're absolutely right. It's a if you really look at it objectively, which we're doing as well. By the way, as time permits, I haven't put anything on the back burner at all. I've just been people.
I know you're busy. Super busy. Yeah.
The thing is that where we're at here is that what you're saying is feel is totally correct in terms of the thing. But I want to just back this up a bit, and in terms of this, this is why I opened my show with the idea that even as aware as we are, you know, with the 9/11 benedictions and the loss of the people and all that goes with it, you see, is that we have working within our government such things as Nancy Pelosi, who says that on air, you think she's joking, but she's not. She's saying, well, if you want to hear Hillary Clinton have a press conference, you elect her first. And of course, this is a representation from Congress, you see. This is like Obamacare. She said, well, right. You want to know what's in it, why vote on it,
right.
You know.
Well, those guys bailed out like AIG for their pension funds. I mean, the whole system is corrupt on all this stuff. If you trace all these dots financially, you know, all the things basically connect to how corrupt everything is.
That's the thing we need to explain.
Right. This was a no cupcake phone call in because it's 9/11, Dr. Parker. That's why I called in with this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I'll tell you, you know, the thing is that the Hillary elites have got $2 billion in the bank, and they're spending this on the rough. They don't tell the public. It's where they get about a basic figure. They're spending $85 to $90 million a day.
Yeah.
a day.
They won't be able to pump her up with enough drugs to probably keep her afloat effectively. I mean, they're already towing the line with her at this point.
Yeah,
for cerebral damage.
They said that she had a small seizure today at the 9/11 moat.
I mean, there's a lot of doctors, Dr. Parker, that have basically identified all these problems that we're discussing. And, you know, and there's almost, you know, a thorough analysis of all this stuff needs to be put on the table, and essentially all this legal stuff to before, you know, they really throw her under the bus, you know, physically.
The thing is that,
that's what they're doing.
Is that, you know, they have a, most of the Republican candidates, if you ask yourself why are they being backed by foreign money to keep Trump from even speaking?
Right.
And I've been thinking about this. I have a Trump interview today, that'll be in the can. He is not interested in having any 9/11 expose, and he shouldn't. I understand all that.
That's fine.
He's the one that sought me out for today, and the reason for today is that he knows that I'm working on the water and the assets of Dr. John Holden's being in charge of the science and technology policy system, which Obama signed in by executive order to use social and behavioral sciences to control the population. And this is all going to be done by survey and has been for several months. And the idea is to control the population. You're actually copying Susten's work, which is on his book Nudge.
Right.
Which I've been talking about for almost 9 years.
Right.
But this is an exemption. The Obama administration calls this an exemption, which is officially known as a code word. The code name is called B5. And what this is, they're going to have it in full force today for the control of all people in the United States by behavioral science. And in the briefings, it's entirely possible to discuss these kinds of things, and that's why today is being picked, because no one's going to be working, you know, the whole thing. I'll put it to you this way. Donald Trump may not be your best coach, you know, that type of story, you know, when you're going out on the field and you want the coach and everything, but it's like the coach of the Green Bay Packers, you know. He didn't care what the weather was. He didn't care about it. He cared about the character of the people to only win.
Right.
And that's the kind of guy that Trump is. We might be buying into another thing, but I'm going to tell you something. Being a person watching, you know, the country disintegrate under the corruption that we're under, it has to stop.
Right.
And there was a speech that Trump made in the past 2 days. He spilled the beans out there in the open. He says that this has to stop. You know, he came to the point where he's realizing that not only his own Republican Party, who signed a contract in front of God and everyone, that they would support the nominee and, you know, and help them financially. So Trump's going to give, he's saying, the hell with you guys. I'm going to give you all the money I raised, and you can take it and shove it up your rear end. I'm supporting my thing. I'm going for the people, your people are corrupt. In other words, he's believing what he should believe, and he's believing in his own story.
Right. He needs to follow the populist movement, like you know, like the Wizard of Oz. You know, don't nail me on a cross of gold. You know, this is the problem.
Uh-huh.
We're 100 years later. We're in the same problem. And so,
exactly.
I mean,
that's a good point.
He needs
that's
to throw out the rap. Sorry, Dr. Parker. Yeah, he needs to throw out the rats and basically just, if you can do this audio analysis for all these things for him, I think you'll be way ahead.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
No, it's going to be a big day today for other reasons on this, because we're in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
And I will not hand my country, I'm just one person. but there's a lot of following. We're all together on this. This is like an anthill. You know, you can only keep that society together. It's like a beehive. It only keeps a society together for one thing. They make the honey so they can be able to be nourished so that they can propagate.
Hey, if you need a lighting expert coming up for like the Nixon-Kennedy debate, look at Barry Smith and get some Cermax illuminators so you can get the tan of Trump versus the pale face of Nixon with Hillary.
Huh.
I think you'll like it.
That's a good one. Yeah,
I think Chuck Parker.
Listen, my friend, I appreciate your effort, and I'm catching up to you, so don't worry.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Calling.
Thank you.
You too, sir. You know, it's there's a process in science. Remember how people were all against Dolly the sheep? I don't know if you remember that, but they were doing cloning, you know, in England. But they have Dolly's four clone sisters, and their names are Daisy and Diana and Debbie and Denise. And they were cloned about 10 years ago, and they've been aging normally. In other words, these four sheep are nearly 70 human years, and they have ever evidenced any unusual propensity, you know, toward type 2 diabetes or heart disease, particularly osteoarthritis. And they're at the University of Nottingham, and they differ from Dolly with respect to the markers of the aging process. In other words, these markers are consistent with the observation of Dolly's sisters, and they're progressing to their lifespans without incident. Now, these markers, I'm going to be sent one of the markers, and I'm going to use it in the POWMIA project. And the reason for that is the fact that, see, if you have in South Africa, you have the Center for Excellence in Paleo Sciences in South Africa. There's been a discovery of a foot bone. It's dated approximately 1.7 million years, and it's from the site of the Swartarkans. These were the Swartarkans were considered beings that were not quite human, and they were from a lineage which has been traced at 1.2 billion years ago. And it has, but this particular bone has a discovery of malignant cancer in the bone. And that's 1.7 million years ago. But the cancer didn't grow. It grew to a certain state and then quit. This is not the kind of cancer for the bone that usually operates. So the hominin, which is actually a bipedal, you know, human relative species, will have a piece of that bone. I'm going to try to clone that with the process used in Dolly and see if another gene structure can be developed for the determination of human life in the POWMIA system. So we'll be given in a protected and highly developed manner 16 ounces of the 9/11 human ashes. And if I can find any connection, be a part of that team, to help the people find their relative within that sunset, I will consider that I have done my job. We'll see you at the other end of the break. And the call-in number is 512-716-1603.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. We have Maggie from Texas. I want to make sure I get you on because I have a short segment. I want to make sure I hear from Maggie. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Dr. Parker. Your last caller's mention of Red Star Rogue reminded me that years ago, a very famous journalist whose work you would recognize recommended that book to me. And he was a little bit in his cups and seemed nervous talking about it. But anyway, when I went to check it out at the library, I found I was the only, first and only person to read it. So I want to recommend that book to people. That is a very good thing to be reading. And then what you talked about more recently reminded me that there's a question in my mind. Do you believe that osteosarcoma is increasing?
Osteosarcoma?
Yeah, the bone cancer that's aggravated by fluoride.
Absolutely. It is.
It is. Okay.
Oh,
how does one get proof of that?
You'd have to get proof of diagnosis, you have to have the ICD-10 code for osteosarcoma, which would not be given to anyone in the public.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You see, because of the thing. But I'll tell you one of the ways that you can start. In fact, I will make a note, because I know the ICD codes, but I don't have the references because there are thousands of them. But of those codes, I'm going to make the code, and on the next program, I'll bring it up on there. Is that good? Mm-hmm. Once you know the code, you're all set. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, because I've had a feeling that it's increasing, and I've talked with that about some people who study fluoride and or fluoridation, and they're interested in knowing, and they can't know for sure, but just...
No, and they won't give it out. There's another problem with this on the osteosarcoma. First of all, it's not completely on the fluoroniazide acid absorption spectrum completely, because its cause, you know, its cause has the trigger for the sarcoma, which is not being signaled correctly with a cell called a megakaryocyte. And a megakaryocyte is a cell in the bone which makes platelets, and it's receiving a signal in a different way from the DNA sequencing that goes on in the body on a 24-hour basis, a 24-hour cycle. And fluoride doesn't work in a vacuum. In other words, it has to have another element connected to it in the water, particularly in order to even make it possible to, let's say, interact with the stem cell of the bone marrow for the megakaryocyte. And you take the second problem that's compounding this, is the fact that we have more radiation in our water and food than we had years ago. And that is a an unknown as to how much radiation penetration within the cell itself is actually causing the sarcoma in the bone. And then you have the third problem, which is the fact that the immune system of the human body has changed so dramatically. The human species on the planet is dying. And I've talked about this for many years on this program. And so what a lot of this is going on is the fact that it's really not a an osteosarcoma. It's now a lympho-osteosarcoma. You see? So in other words, you have the lymph system, which is, we don't know how many lymph glands we have in our body. It's never been really determined. But the lymph fluid is carrying another substance within the radiation, and a new cell is being formed. And that cell is what's being researched. And that's the third level of trying to measure this. Then you have the fourth level, which is aging itself. Which is being determined by the telomere, or in other words, the end of the chromosome itself. This gives us signals for the cancer cell to be triggered. So those four layers are in there. So I'm going to make sure we talk about this again.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You call again on this, and we're going to pursue it.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is Parker Pathways. I just wanted to make a comment. There's two of them. I was mentioning a caller from Idaho, Jeff from Idaho, the process of the Obama administration has had an exemption to the control of people's minds by Dr. John Holden and Paul Ehrlich, you know, advocating the mandatory sterilization of the American people. Dr. John Holden actually oversees what's called the SBST, which is a social and behavioral sciences team, and then Dr. John Holden's in charge, of course, of science and technology policy for the president. But the exception B5, I better explain, because the B5 exemption is done deliberately by the government, where they can discuss a policy without discussing anything in the public arena. They also can violate attorney-client privilege under the exemption of B5. For the control of the brains of and behavior of people in the United States. And it's a deliberate process to withhold all the records of how this is being done. And, of course, I'm tying this in with what I was trying to say in the first part of the second live hour of Parker Pathways, that when I first started, remember, I was talking about a grand jury of science and technology, that because I felt that people did not understand the biochemistry of the plan within the water and how it was being used in the food, and you know, we eat the food and we sign the NAFTA treaty with the intention of using certain human sewage, which are actually human time bombs. In other words, you feed the disease to the humans, they defecate, that goes into the material, which is then placed into the soil, and then that's used with the water and the bacteria in the soil to create the new product. And if most people that are in Congress or even on the Supreme Court they're exempt from science and technology decisions. I am challenging that, of course, and have for some time, and I still maintain, and I've written the protocol for the Grand Jury of Science and Technology. I did that 7 years ago. And it has been integrated in a lot of information, which puts us into the idea of how you determine, how the Brain Project can be developed. In other words, I'm one of the advisors on the Brain Project. You can see that on my bio on RBN. And the SBST agency, which is ruled by Dr. John Holden, they're saying that it works to identify actually behavioral insights, and that can be integrated into the federal agency programs, and in order to achieve their missions and all their objectives. Now, SBST is a change in coordination of forms that are used in these social behavior research systems. And at the standing, it's now the Department of Agriculture, Department of Defense, Department of Education, Department of Treasury, Department of Justice and Labor, Social Security Administration, the United States Agency for the International Development, are all now under these new paradigms for determining behavioral science. So in other words, they're going to put it under the idea of the B5 exemption by President Obama. And when these behavioral insights research findings become only printable to them, in other words, under the Freedom of Information Act, the B5 exemption is the one that is abused the most by the government. So what they're doing is having the behavioral economics and psychology about how people make decisions and act on them and are brought into the policy. So in other words, if you, let's say that you're at the University of Colorado and you decide that you don't want climate change discussed in your class, as a professor, then you won't be criticized on your tenure contract by the government for the reshaping of minds concerning what is significant. See, that's the key word, is significant. So this is real, and this is all part of the present world that we live in. And very, very much so, and it's all tied in, you see, to the determination of how one reacts. And let's say I'm gonna speculate using Hillary Clinton as an example. If you were to say that you're talking about their health, people talk about the health, but let's say that, you know, what should be asked, I think Dr. Lisa Bardak is a personal internist for Hillary Clinton's health, but she's not sending any supportive evidence to the New York Times. So that's their business, you know, as to how they want to do it. Future of our country is at stake, you see, but for a different reason than you think. Because if you use Exception B5 under the real-world determination as to how the behavioral science is developing for the function of the brain, you have a person who is not really behaviorally adjusted. You know, people talks about, they say, well, Trump is a loose cannon and he's psychotic and anything. No, he's just a guy in business. Understand, he's working on the world stage. He's got, you know, he knows how to, you know, the art of the deal is him, you know. You see, people miss the obvious. It's always like that, even in gambling, you know. They say, well, why is the player making so much money? We better put the cameras on him, you know. But they all know that the house will always win eventually because the probability of guess and intuition runs to a 73-77 probability, and then it runs out. See, so let's say that Hillary Clinton was on Coumadin. Because of her clotting problems. She's in the diazepam shots and in terms of convulsions, and so she might be on Coumadin, but there's no indication coming into the press if she's had an INR, which is a pressure measuring of clotting function. And, does Hillary Clinton have any, instructions on Coumadin except to have a bodyguard to shoot her in the neck? So there's interactions with Coumadin with over close to, on the rough, about 900 drugs, as well as just basic fruit and vegetables, you know, like the avocado or grapefruit or even kale. And, of course, most herbs have spices in them, like oregano and thyme and basil, things of that sort. Some of those are radioactive and contaminant, so you have no idea how the clotting system will work with the interaction of Coumadin and her shots, as an example. So let's say that when Hillary Clinton was running for president the first time, she said she'd be there for the 2 o'clock red phone call. Well, you can't do that if you're on Coumadin, because they, you know... You don't have the interaction of the bioaccumulation in terms of toxicity, particularly if you drink it with water. Just saying, that's real chemistry, sweethearts. So let's say that if you have a transverse sinus clot, which could be part of the water taint, too, in the drinking glass, what everybody keeps talking about, but it usually doesn't dissolve in you. But has anyone done a what's called an MRV? In other words, you have a venogram to determine if there's a thrombus, you know, and this can affect the swelling of the brain. So you don't know what brain damage or brain drainage is involved. No one's talked about it. The best test that would be done on that would be... lumbar puncture, to determine the open pressure. But you're not going to do that on a patient that has Coumadin. See? So let's go further. Let's just think about this. And you have a world in the balance now. We're talking a world in the balance. No one's making this up. You know, I mean, I'm just putting it to you straight if you want to hit the thing. It's like the pundits going out saying, oh, she's so wonderful. She's so wonderful. They think it sounds like she wouldn't. Everybody, anything. And then, of course, you know, what the hell, what kind of person, you know, beats up on her hand phone with a hammer? I mean, you know, telling somebody to do that, you know. And see, I'm upset because I'm compromised. I'm one of the people that compromised, you know. I mean, there are people out here in the world that, from what Hillary's done, you know, if anyone in the government didn't file their 866 form and they left the government, they would be put in jail. You know that? And that's just the reality of it. Free pass. You know why people are upset? Because they're figuring it out. You know, you can talk about, you know, Donald Trump and the fact and Romney saying, well, he's a con artist because he doesn't really have those products in his hotels, you know, and the whole thing. But then, you know, Trump helped Romney out during the whole times, you know? Yeah. But, you know, what are you going to do? If you don't have an MRI on or with a DTI, which is shows the connecting pathways in the brain in the test, with Hillary, well, you don't have any idea of understanding. And then another thing, too, no one's... There's a test which is called the Romberg sign, and you're checking eye movements and the gait of the person. The Romberg sign is usually you stand with your feet together and your eyes closed, and you determine the muscle strength, and it determines out if you have better vibratory sensation or if you have potential abnormal reflexes or memory, you know. And another thing, you don't know if there's any neurological consultation of Hillary Clinton or not. So, I mean, these are just starters, you know. These are just starters. And I just want to put it on the table so that you can, you know, understand. There's another dynamic that is going on, you know, with this whole system. So you put it on the same level. You put it on the same level as types of testing of cells, like in the body. You know, like stem cells. You got. You know, it's not really legal to do stem cells in the United States, working where you have, you can do, you know, tests outside the country and then brought into the United States to be used in regenerative medicine. But there are a lot of hurdles. Of understanding the stem cell, which is similar, you know, like Maggie from Texas talking about the osteosarcoma. I think there's a stem cell signal that's good than that, and a lot of stem cell therapies are being recommended. But one has to be careful because all types of cells are found in the body, and, you know, you have the bone marrow transplant to replace the blood system is only... The stem is the only stem cell surgery that the FDA has approved of being safe. So, how do you determine your signals and determine that research for those cells that are already there? You see, so you have a lot of people saying that stem cell research can be worked, but the regulatory climate is less than rigorous than that of the United States. You have stem cell clinics in China and Mexico, the Bahamas, and Europe, of course, a lot of the research isn't followed up well. And when you have your own cells in your body, a lot of times the cells used by a clinic of your own cells are not useful for therapy. You know, the cells are either extracted to the fat tissue, which is removed for the patient. They use liposuction for that, or cells of the bone marrow, but they're not that useful for turning into any cell of the types that are damaged by Parkinson's disease or COPD, you know, or ALS or cerebral palsy. In fact, if you took a cell from one source like fat in your body and you put it somewhere else, similar to the bloodstream, which a lot of clinics do, they don't survive for beyond just a few hours. And the idea of having the role of the FDA to regulate the stem cell therapy comes under, and here we get back into behavioral B5 exceptions in the behavioral therapy for the brain. And when we get back from the other end of the break, I'll finish letting you know something about the stem cell transfer. Call the numbers 512-716-1603.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Margaret Pathways, and you have an opportunity this month. In fact, it's coming up in a week and a half, where the Federal Drug Administration will be holding a public hearing on their proposed changes to regulation for stem cell therapies. And this is an opportunity for you to place your opinions and personal experiences there for the FDA to set up a paradigm. The title of the meeting is called Part 15, Hearing on Draft Guidelines Relating to the Regulation of HCTPS, which are human cells, tissue, and cellular tissue-based products. And it will be held at the National Institute of Headquarters in Bethesda, Maryland. And you as a citizen, can place your comments there. You can even go there and talk to them specifically if you wish. And since the public is really a victim of these clinics, you can have a part in development or implementing these legitimate therapies to get a way for them to be better researched and to be used properly. The cost of the treatments for a lot of stem cells can run from $10,000 to $100,000 for each treatment. The products that are being used for regenerative medicine are very valuable and have been researched. But I'm giving you a good lead there, and of course I've already submitted my protocol for stem cell product research, and that'll be at the forefront. You may even be able to see it. And that's all I'm going to say about that today, because we're going to come into, because I don't want to have the B5 exemption on behavioral science to be coming in terms as from Dr. John Holden, who has already indicated by the sterilants in the drinking water and the change of the brain as a result of the hypocampus determinations of the base of the brain to be used as a behavioral insight. So you have to understand, you probably do, but you see the kind of government you're dealing with and the kind of world that we're dealing with is far different than what, you know, is being promoted and set out there. This is no longer, in my opinion, an election for a president. This is now a voice for a country. And that is the fact. That's the fact of it. I really, and that was the whole point of Obama's legacy: suppression, socialism, and genderfication. We're going to go into the third live hour of Parker Pathways. The call-in number is 512-716-1603, and I've set the table for the third live hour of Parker Pathways. Each hour connects to the other. Each archive connects to the other archive. And that's the way it's been for 10 years on RBN. Welcome aboard. See you in the next live hour.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.